ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Some 2.3 million civilians in Gaza face a deepening struggle for food, water, and safety as the territory braces for a looming invasion by Israeli forces in response to last weekend's Hamas terror attack. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have heeded a warning from Israel to get out of northern Gaza, forcing them south. Meanwhile, others huddle in hospitals in the north, hoping to be spared. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General William Troy telling ABC News that a ground invasion by Israel will be costly amid urban fighting in an area where Hamas has had time to prepare. And he says for those civilians who do remain in the north,
it's going to be a fearful toll. And it's something that I'm sure Israel has thought out, but it is going to be a very difficult part of this operation.
So far, more than 1,300 Israelis have been killed and 2,200 Palestinians. Meanwhile, Israel also continuing to see skirmishes with Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. With continuing coverage, Israel-Hamas war, this is ABC News. Millions of Americans getting a chance on Saturday to see a rare event in the sky.
Crowds cheering Saturday at the International Balloon Fiesta in Albuquerque, New Mexico, experiencing what's called an annular solar eclipse. The moon covering the sun's center with its outer band still visible behind the moon. Called a ring of fire because that's what it looks like. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says it was
a big day for NASA scientists because eclipses present unique opportunities to study the sun.
Visible from the Oregon coast to Brazil, although clouds obscured the view for many in the western U.S. Dave Packer, ABC News.
President Biden picking up an endorsement from the Human Rights Campaign, appearing as a guest of honor at an event Saturday night. Biden pledging continued support for LGBTQ rights.
Our message to young people across America must be unequivocal. You're loved, you're heard, and you're understood, and you belong.
It's the fourth time he's given the keynote address at the HRC's annual dinner. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Saturday night in Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody, from the top of State Street at the Civic Media World Headquarters. This is Max Inc. Radio. Original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. And by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated. Three locations in Madison on Winnebago Street, University Avenue, and Gamut Road by Woodman's West. Local delivery is available. Shop online at herbalaspect.com. Kurt Diederich, an author who did a biography of Al Jarreau. We'll have a chat with him in just a couple of minutes. Right now, a double dip of Cat in a Hurricane on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I can't sleep.
Civic Media. Cat in a Hurricane, a double dip to kick off the 7 o'clock hour with On My Way Back. Sorry that I'm like this before that. Cat in a Hurricane, they just wrapped up a huge tour, but wait, they're not done yet. On October 28th, they'll be over in Grand Rapids, Michigan. On November 2nd, they'll be here in Madison at the High Noon Saloon. November 4th, they're going to be up at the Midwest Music Fest in La Crosse. And on November 10th, over in Milwaukee at the Back Room. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. Original local music until midnight tonight. Still quite a bit of show coming up. I want to say thanks to CJ and Bill for coming in from Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. They were awesome. The beer is great. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, downtown Sun Prairie. Get all the details at fullmilebeercompany.com. Still on the way tonight, we're going to have a chat with the folks from Broken Boards in just a couple of minutes. Also, The Vanishing Kids later, and live in the lair is Noah James Hitler.
Jimmy, he's described as upbeat, generous, and compassionate, and his life would take him away from the modest home where he was raised, but he would always think of himself as Al Jarreau from Milwaukee. This is part of the introduction to the stellar new biography about Al Jarreau, the hit-making jazz R&B singer from Milwaukee, and joining us to talk more about it is the bio author, Kurt Dietrich. Kurt, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thanks for having me on the show.
Now, excuse me, Kurt, you were a professor of music at Ripon College, and it's where your interest in Al Jarreau began. Tell us about that.
Well, Al Jarreau, who grew up in the central city in Milwaukee, he ended up going to Ripon College. He was at Ripon College from 1958 to 1962 and graduated with a degree in psychology. Well, I started teaching at Ripon College in 1980, and when I retired in 2019, I was looking for another project, and Al had just died a couple of years earlier, and I thought, is anybody writing a biography of Al Jarreau, because this needs to be done, and nobody was, so I took it on.
Oh, go ahead, Rocker.
And now you've also met Al a few times. You know, what was that like?
And why did you take on the big job of writing a biography for him?
Well, I've written several other books, and the book I wrote previous to this one was a book about lots, like 100 different jazz musicians from Wisconsin. And so I just was ready to write another book. And again, when I found out nobody was writing about Al Jarreau, I just thought, you know, I want to do some more writing. And this, again, it's something that needs to be done. He's such a major figure from Wisconsin, and I was able to make connections with the family, with his former management and so forth. And so I just went for it.
Of course, Al Jarreau, he is from Milwaukee. I did not know that. You know, for the younger generation who may not know who Al is, give us the Wikipedia elevator pitch of who this musician is.
Well, I'm not sure I can do exactly Wikipedia, and they tell me I need an elevator speech, but I can tell you the basics. So after he graduated from Ripon College, he actually went on to the University of Iowa, got another degree. He went to the West Coast because he was called out there by a guy who used to run a club in Milwaukee back in the 50s and said, there's work out here. And so he got Al and the pianist that he worked with for a number of years in Milwaukee when he was basically just a kid to come out to the West Coast and play at his club. And Al had a day job as a counselor, a rehabilitation counselor for the state of California. But after a few years, he was gaining enough notoriety around the Bay Area that he was able to quit his day job. But even then, he kind of just floated around. He worked mostly in the Bay Area, but also in Southern California. He actually got on, and here's something that younger listeners will have no clue about either. He got on the Playboy Club circuit.
Yes! Huge!
And he worked that for a couple of years, and that was touring the Playboy clubs that were all over the country.
That's tough work right there.
Doing shows there. And he finally got his break and his first record contract in 1975 when Al was 35 years old.
Wow.
And Warner Brothers made a commitment to him. And his first couple albums did okay, but not especially great. But then his third album, Look to the Rainbow, it won a Grammy. It was a live album recorded in various venues around Europe. And that won a Grammy for Best Jazz Vocal Album in 1978. And so his career was kind of on its way, but it didn't really take off until the early 80s when he made three albums in a row that had terrific success. And from then on, he explored a variety of different styles. Everybody thought he was a jazz singer when he first came up, and maybe he was, but kind of, sort of. He was also a singer-songwriter, and he always had a big R&B element to his singing. And when he really broke out in the early 80s, it was with a pop vocal, although the album that was on won the top jazz vocal album again, and one of the songs on it won, or I'm sorry, it won a pop award, Grammy Award, but one of the songs won the jazz vocal single of the year. And for the rest of his career, he sort of went from one area to another to another. And, of course, people in the industry hated that because they couldn't pin him down.
He wasn't cookie-cutter.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, I mean, we could say this about any era of popular music in this country, but it's changing all the time. And the three great albums that he had in the early 80s, if he had kept making those albums, they would have continued to sell, but they wouldn't have been hits anymore because the music had moved on. And, you know, hip hop came on and just totally turned around the industry. And so, you know, Al, he experimented with different things, mostly R&B, but more on a couple albums of just a rock thing, more of a pop thing on another album. But he kept his career going in large part because he toured his whole life, and he had incredibly loyal fans, not just in the United States, but he was at least as big a star in Europe as he was in the U.S., and he went to South Africa, and he went to Eastern Europe, and he went to Japan, and he toured all around the world, and his fans came out and saw him until just months before he died when he quit touring.
And now you will be sharing more about Al's life during the Wisconsin Book Festival in Madison next weekend. You're set to speak at the fest at noon on Saturday, October 21st, at the Wisconsin Historical Society Auditorium. What are you looking forward to as part of this festival?
Well, I've done a couple of readings already since this book came out, and I did a fair number of them when my previous book came out in 2018. But it's always a great thing to be in front of real people to talk about this book. Not that it isn't great to be on the radio. And
there's no real people in fact, here, though.
Yeah, I just had a little spot on the Black Nouveau TV show in Milwaukee this week also. But it's great to see live people and to talk about it. It's so much better way to feel like you're connected. And, you know, they do the whole thing where I'll talk for, I don't know, 45 minutes or so, and then there'll be questions, and then afterwards people can buy books and I can sign them and so forth. But my goal with this book and, you know, all the things I'm doing is to have people rediscover or discover or just reconnect with the music of Al Jarreau.
That's outstanding. Once again, that event is happening October 21st at the Wisconsin Historical Society here in Madison at the auditorium. What time is that? I don't have the exact time here. Or is there
it's
an event?
It's at noon.
It's at noon. Okay.
Yeah, it's at noon. And there are a whole bunch of events all over town that day, including there are two or three other ones right in that venue at the Historical Society. So I think they're going to keep a pretty tight schedule there because the next event's at 1:30 there. But
right.
Yeah, noon, and I'm sure we'll start right on time.
And if people wanted to get the book at the event, of course they could do that. If they can't make the event, if they still wanted to get a book, how do we do that?
Well, any of those places that you order books online are fine. I'm more partial to getting them other places, and there's a real nice new little bookstore just off the square in Madison, Lake City.
Lake City Books, yeah. Our good friend Molly Fish owns that place. She's the singer in the Civil Engineers.
Yeah, and I just met her, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago. It was before the book was out, but we talked, and she had my other book there. And I know that she is stocking this book at Lake City, so that would be a great place to buy it.
That's awesome. hey, Kurt, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you for writing this book about Al Jarreau, an artist that not a lot of people know about, but we appreciate your effort in bringing us that information and the love of the local music.
Well, thanks again for having me.
You're welcome. Let's hear a song from Al Jarreau right now. All I Got, from 2002 on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm hoping your eyes die wild. Wildfire sat you, baby. Undecided, hard to fight it. Wondering how should you ask me how long? You can fight it, but tonight is all about strong. I'm gonna hit you.
What do we got to lose, my kid? giving it all we got. We gon' come out when the lead it all night. Just rally around the funk and say I love ya. Baby, roaming in through the winter, staying in through the summer. You're going to the woman that's on the ground.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On Civic Media, we are local music. That's the Cutouts there in Tilt-A-World. We'll talk about more about that song in just a couple of minutes. Hey, I want to say thanks to thanks so much to Kurt Diedrich for coming in tonight or calling in tonight, talking about the Al Jarreau biography that he wrote. Super awesome. And I totally forgot how cool the music from Al Jarreau really is, rocker. I went through the Amazon collection looking for a song to play tonight. And I listened to like three or four songs. I'm like, man, this is really good stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, it's great when something like this intersects with local music. And
exactly.
We can still say, hey, Al Jarreau, he's local music.
Thanks again to Kurt Diedrich for coming in. Hey, don't forget to get the Civic Media app on your phone. It's the best way to listen to the network. You can download all the podcasts, find your favorite shows, find your favorite stations. You can download the app at any app store. Just look for, just search for Civic Media, and you're on your way to blissfulness. Awesome radio, hometown radio refresh. Hey, stick around. The Broken Boards are in the studio. We'll have a chat with them next.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack.
I did not take the vow. I did not burn the ground.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc on Civic Media. We are local music. That is the Broken Boards there and Crash Course. There was a crash at Camp Randall Stadium this afternoon. My goodness gracious. The Bucky Badgers, the Wisconsin Badgers, lose to the Iowa Hawkeyes. 15-6 at the camp. Rough day for the Packers. For the Badgers.
It sounds like the defense must have done halfway decent. It was only 15 points.
There was a safety. The quarterback got hurt. Wisconsin Badgers quarterback got hurt. So that's tough. That's an excuse. And I guess you could blame the officials. Beyond that, who knows? We'll try again next week. We knew it was going to be a growing growing pain season for the Badgers. Rocker, Jimmy K with you. Terry Barr is off tonight, 844-967-2789. Don't forget, you can call or text us in the Civic Media app.
Jimmy, the late 80s music scene in Madison was incredibly vibrant, productive, and diverse in genre. A time when the demo tape was the norm for a local band, and a time when bands like Phil Gnarly and the Tough Guys were putting a new spin on psychobilly. Phil Gnarly may reunite every now and then, but the rhythm team of Scott Olson on bass and Mark Shumway on drums are still marching strong to the beat of a different band, along with guitarist Dan Bjerke, and they are opening up for the Exotics at the Crystal Corner on October 21st. Together, they are the Broken Boards. Scott, Mark, Dan, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Rocker. Thanks.
I love the surfy punk feel of it, though. What you mentioned a genre. Where was that?
Yeah, psychobilly.
Psychobilly. I like that.
Well, this is kind of a surf.
We're more like surf a surf punk band, yeah.
More I'd say surf rock. Instrumental kind of stuff.
Well, before we get to the Broken Boards, give us a little eye into the past. Describe what it was like to play with Phil Gnarly in the Madison music scene of the late 80s.
Oh, man. It was a real, real wild party.
Yeah.
That just didn't end. We would sit around and sip wine coolers and
wine
talk
coolers.
About art, politics, our relationships, anything.
Yeah.
It was real crazy and deep, man.
Did you all get excited when Xena came out? Or was that white drink, Xena?
Zima.
Oh, no. That's it. That died quick.
Yeah, it did.
It was wine coolers all the way and beer. Yes.
Well, back then, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the Madison music scene, the bars closed at like 12:30 back then. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And lots of parties down on Mifflin Street, like after bar, where I bet you guys played at many of the parties over on Mifflin, I know.
We played a few at the Co-op Nottingham. That's still partying on, I believe.
Oh, they're having their 50-year anniversary
they
coming
sure
up
are.
This week.
What other clubs did you all play back in the day?
Well, there were a lot.
Here in Madison.
Club DeWash, yeah. OK's. So many, I can't even name them all.
I even said the pub. They played at the pub on State Street. I once saw Phil Gnarly there.
Back when they had music at the pub.
Oh, just it was rarely. We did New Year's, and it was just a wild, wild party, though. It's crazy.
tell us about your first gig opening for the Cutouts at the Naughty Gal in Madison in disguise. Were you guys worried about being outed as yourselves?
Probably wasn't so much that. We were just kind of pretending. And
Well, tell us about that.
So we decided we had like three sets to fill. And then we thought, well, as the Cutouts, and we thought, well, we know a bunch of instrumentals, so why don't we have a little fun and we'll pretend we're another band, like for the opening set. And so we said, well, we'll call ourselves the Broken Boards, and we'll put Hawaiian shirts on, and we'll pretend we're somebody else. We're not fooling anybody, really. But so we did that for the first set, and it was well received, and we had fun with it, and. So we kind of grew from there, really.
So basically, the Cutouts became the Broken Boards, is what you're saying.
Correct. Yes.
All right.
But the Cutouts is distinctly sort of different music.
Yes.
So
right.
Then it was like the surf instrumental started to become more popular.
Well, I think it was just it seemed well received, so we just kind of ran with it, and so we just kept pushing with that for a while, and we've been getting some good shows and good feedback. So yeah.
People seem to like it. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the actual band, the Broken Boards. I mean, give us a little backstory, you know, more than what we were just talking about. Like, surf, instrumental, there's no vocals ever?
Well, sometimes if we have a longer set, sometimes we get shows where we have to fill up, you know, I don't know, a couple hours or something. And then we'll throw in some vocal tunes, something like, you know, California Sun or Surfing Bird, some things like that that sort of fit the genre. But mostly it's just instrumental, really.
Would you say that Dick Dale is one of the influences of this band?
Oh, yeah, sure. Dick Dale, a lot of the old surf bands, the Astronauts, Safaris, a lot of the bands from back then, Centurions, a bunch of stuff on Delphi. And yeah, and not just the surf stuff, but really any instrumental music from like the late 50s through the 60s, I think is kind of fair game. Link Wray, you know, we like him a lot too. And
Do you cover a lot of those artists in like the longer sets when you say you're playing for 2 hours or whatever at a party or something like that? Do you cover a lot of those artists?
Yeah, sure. We throw covers in our sets regularly. And if we play longer, then there's going to be more covers. But yeah, you know, we throw a Dick Dale, Link Wray out, Safaris,
yeah,
some of those bands for sure. Yeah. And others that maybe aren't as well known, like say Johnny and the Hurricanes, we do a song from them.
And then, you know, I would imagine since you're a very unique band, you have the genre click dialed in, people probably come searching for you when they're looking for that type of band.
Yeah, it kind of seems that way. I think maybe got some good attention through Rockin' John, a local DJ who you might know. He supported us and played us on his show. And I think, you know, people have come to our shows and said, oh, you know, we heard you on the Rockin' John show. Sure. So that's been great. Yeah.
That's awesome. Scott, Mark, and Dan from the Broken Boards here in the Civic Media Radio Studios. You guys, as far as songwriting, with music without lyrics, obviously you don't have to worry about writing lyrics, but do you ever get into a chance where the band writes a really killer riff and then somebody thinks, oh man, this poem or this lyric that I wrote down earlier last year might fit?
Not really so much anymore.
Stumper.
Yeah, back when we were in the Cutouts, I would say yes, definitely.
Yeah,
yeah, but the Broken Boards is definitely more of an instrumental project.
Who did the vocals in the Cutouts?
That was me.
That was you,
yeah, Scott.
Do you ever miss writing, Scott?
I still do some writing. Still do mostly solo stuff and, you know, write songs. So yeah, sometimes also with the band, you know, it's kind of a process of instrumental writing as well. So we all come up with parts. It's mostly Dan who does the instrumental parts, most of the writing, but we all come up with like little arrangements and ideas. So, yeah.
Now, every year, you guys play on your friend Captain Mike's boat. But, you know, when I went online, I was like, this is not the boat you're thinking of. It was an interesting boat. Tell us about playing on the boat.
Well, our friend Captain Mike has a boat. I mean, and we get on it like about once a year, and we play a show. It's fun. It's a smaller. I mean, it's not like a really small boat, but
just enough space for us to play on there.
Yeah,
you're like right by the steering, the wheel.
What lake or river or wherever we're at?
Usually, it's Lake Mendota.
Okay, right here in Madison.
Right in the marina.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We enjoy it and kind of rock the boat.
Mariners or Skipper Buzz on the north side or what?
Close to those, yes.
Close to Skipper Buzz, yeah.
Rocker and I, we live on the north side, so we're coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll be there, yeah. Well, tell us about you're opening up for the Exotics at the Crystal Corner on October 21st. That's coming up next Saturday. Tell us about this show and what you're excited to show the audiences.
It's great to play with the Exotics. We know they've been around a long time, and should be a lot of fun. Sal Cereal set up the show with us, and we're just glad to be along on the bill, really.
Sal Cereal, an old Maximum Ink writer.
Yes.
Great DJ here in Madison under the name of DJ El Serpentine. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Now, Dan, I was told you have an amazing record collection. Are you a record collector?
Yeah, or accumulator. Accumulator.
What does your wife of how many years think of that?
Well, it's all in the basement away from her sight, so she's okay with it as long as I keep it away from her.
I know that story. I know how that goes.
How many records do you have?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe over 3,000 LPs or something like that, and maybe 1,000 45s. There's a lot of people who have a lot more than me. It's just fun, you know, to collect records and I enjoy it. So, yeah.
We normally ask bands if you're going to put your music on vinyl. I'm going to ask you guys, are you going to put out a 45 or maybe a 78?
Well, we do have one 45 out. And that, now we have one coming up, too. It's kind of in the works with another local band, the Goobers. We got a split 7-inch coming out with them. So hopefully in the next year that'll come out. It takes a long time to press vinyl now. Yeah. So.
That song that you just played, Crash Course, is actually the A side of our 45.
Okay. What's the B side?
It's called The Curse of Pele.
The Curse of Pele. All right. And we're going to play we're gonna play Mars and the Secrets of the Canals. Tell me about that song.
Well, it had another name before that. We won't mention. We were looking at some records that were I had posted on my wall, and we were just looking for song titles, and that's where that song title came from. I think it was Soundproof or some old sound effects kind of record.
It has to be hard making song titles for just instrumental music.
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of fun though. You know, you try and find something that maybe evokes something that the song sort of sounds like, or maybe you start with a title and then work from there too.
Right. Interesting. Hey guys, Scott, Dan, Mark, thank you so much for coming on our show tonight. We really appreciate you and congratulations on the new music.
Oh, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
And once again, you guys are going to be at the Crystal Corner Bar on October 21st. Here is that song from the Broken Boards, Mars and the Secret Canals on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Maxine Concific Media, we are local music. Love that. The Broken Boards there, Mars, and The Secret of the Canals. Thanks to the guys in Broken Boards for stopping by the studio tonight. We really appreciate you. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you, giving you original local music until midnight tonight. This band reached out to me and sent me their music via maxincradio.com. They are called Rat Bath. They're a band out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They actually describe themselves as a queer alternative band, which I love. That's awesome. They got a show coming up with Cat and a Hurricane at the Back Room in Milwaukee at Collectivo, featuring support from Cat and a Hurricane and Gold Steps on November 10th. Here is their song, brand new, Rat Bath, Mercy I Cried, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mercy, mercy, I cry to the hex of the sword, the healer divine, but mercy kept me marching in line. Mercy, mercy, I cry to the deepest of voids, the wrinkles in time, but mercy couldn't undo this bind. There's no
music from Rat Bath, Mercy I Cried, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Coming up, we got a double dip of, what do we got? Simple Company. They were in the lair last week. Also, the Vanishing Kids are going to stop by and say hello to us. Can't wait to hear them. Their new music is fantastic. Speaking of new music, Jenna Jane has a new album out, new EP. Here's the first track. It's called Crazy on Max Inc. Radio.
6 months and 14 days still burns me up. I'm thinking of ways to get back at you for the hell you gave. Never thought you'd take it that far. I guess that's just the kind of girl you are. Friends, only friends in the dark. Messing with the men at Hornby.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.